Slightly better news out of China, dovetailed with short covering ahead of Friday's USDA supply and demand number report, appears to be the catalyst for this modest recovery this morning. Current prices show new crop corn or December corn, 370.5, up 2.25. March next year, 381.5, up 1.75. December for next year, 395.25, up 2. November beans currently 882 even, up 2.75. December meal, 309.70, up $1.10. December oil, 27.23, up 6. In the wheat, December wheat, 474.75, down 0.25. Kansas City wheat, 476.75, down 0.25 as well. Minneapolis wheat, up 1.75 at 506.75. In the livestock, hogs are up 25 cents at 63.85. December cattle, 146.05, up 27. And feeder cattle steady on the day at 199.52. Stock market up about 150 points, dollar up a fraction. Crude oil down about 40, 45 cents here. In the broad strokes, December cattle were limit up yesterday, probably following the stock market. Crude remains choppy in range-bound trade. If the flow of news out of China continues, the crude should be able to recover a little more ground. Refiners are reportedly planning on cutting back production in an effort to keep gasoline prices profitable. We'll look at inventory numbers a little bit later on this morning to see if that has begun in earnest. Dollar trade in general remains choppy and range-bound. Midweek, corn chart is sporting an inside week up with the advance right now a little better than a nickel. Beans, likewise, posting an inside week up with the advance so far of about 15 cents. Same general profile for wheat. Corn crop conditions yesterday afternoon drawing a little bit of attention this morning. As 7 of 18 states reported good to excellent ratings, no states improve, yet conditions remain unchanged. Harvest progress numbers should be reported in next week's report. Monthly USDA report due out Friday at noon Eastern time. It is expected to show corn yield in the area of about 166.5. In our view, the numbers a little bit below 165 would be considered price positive, but we expect any yield reductions to be offset by demand reductions of equal value, primarily in the export category. Soybean assumptions for the trade, slight reduction in yield to 46.1. We feel a number closer to 44 is needed to be to support much of an advance. And for the What It's Worth department, trade estimates becoming more complicated as several private estimates are offering two sets of data. One, that what they expect the USDA to say, and the second of what they think the final answer will be. We feel the only one that matters is what the final answer is. It also tells us how variable the trade views this year's crop production. A side note to think about for Friday's number is the South American planting window is upon us. The USDA is assuming about a 97 million metric ton crop production down there. Most private estimates are a little bit higher than that, with some actually touching above 100 million metric tons. Given the economic conditions down there, beans appear to be the crop of choice. This is Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana. Thank you for your time.